piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food guys. There's another food guy out there, of course, our esteemed colleague, Ari Laveau.
Yes, he's wonderful.
Yes.
He writes on controversial subjects.
Mm-hmm.
He also writes on subjects that are very useful for the home cook and the gardener. And an article that he wrote fairly recently was on canola oil.
Yeah.
I was so glad that he did this because I have been so against canola oil for so long, but he put it into a very cogent piece that he wrote. It's about time that we started to debunk canola oil. Yeah. I have never used it. It's a manufactured oil. We have no history with it. It's less than a few decades old. I have no idea how our bodies would have evolved.
Well, Ari says it's younger than the
Rolling Stones, whereas olive oil has a 7,000-year-old history.
Yes. How about that?
What I was so amazed at was canola taking over as being the oil of choice. This publicity campaign that came from Canada to achieve this was absolutely amazing. And so many cookbook authors, people that I know personally, use the name canola in their recipes.
Yeah, the very name canola means Canadian oil low acid.
Which means low in erucic acid.
Which is one of the
major
things. Which
is something that's not good.
Yeah, it's very bitter and it gives it its absolutely intolerable taste. And so they have to reduce that erucic acid in order to make it.
We'd get the impression that canola oil is cold pressed from the rapeseed and is as pure is olive oil, and that is absolutely not true. Canola oil is refined with heat, pressure, solvents, and bleach.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware of that.
They push it as heart healthy, as they say.
Well, even the heart healthy people will say use canola oil.
One of the problems with that is in the processing of canola oil, before the processing starts, it's quite clear there are no trans fats involved. But it's extremely volatile oil in the process, and it very eagerly goes into hydrogenation.
All on its own.
And so there are definitely some trans fats in canola oil, despite what they say. But they're able to say before the processing that there's no trans fats. It seems to me somehow false.
It's false. The people who make canola oil are very smart because it was used in the war as a component of lubricants for ships because, unlike most oils, it sticks to wet metal. That was very important.
Yeah.
During World War II, the U.S. built a lot of ships, and so we needed lots of rapeseed oil. We couldn't get it from traditional suppliers in Europe and Asia, and the Canadian rapeseed industry, which had been relatively small, then just decided to take over. But then after the war, the demand waned. But they liked the money that they were making.
What can we do, you know?
So they started manufacturing it as a food oil. In 1978, the new plant was christened canola. It's the rapeseed plant.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it canola for Canadian oil low acid. And there we are. And it's processed with heat, pressure, often solvents like hexane. Even in so-called cold-pressed organic canola, the refining steps include bleaching, deodorization, and the removal of various gummy, oozy byproducts. Just reading this makes me say, why would anybody want to use this stuff?
Well, in fact, if you're interested, you can go to YouTube. Just type in canola oil, and you will find a page. It'll come up showing how canola oil is processed. It's only a four-minute video. Very informative. You can watch it. It's produced by the Canadian Oil Council. They do their best to sell it to you, but it looks pretty awful, frankly. And I also recommend while you're there, you might look at another little video by the Truther Girls saying, will canola oil kill you? Which is quite amusing, in which they debunk many of the claims of the Canadian Oil Council.
Canola oil is low in saturated fat, and according to the medical party line, it's a good thing because saturated fats supposedly cause obesity and heart disease. The Mayo Clinic often invokes the Mediterranean diet on its website, recommending Mediterranean-style cooking for heart-healthy eating and the replacement of butter with healthy fats such as olive oil and canola oil. Why they would do canola oil knowing how the stuff is processed and the fact that it can spontaneously become hydrogenated, it's beyond me. Here's another thing. There's nothing close to a scientific consensus about the supposed superiority of unsaturated fats with regard to obesity and heart disease. Something important to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Many parts of these arguments are currently being debated. Anyway, there are safflower oil, which is low in saturated fats, and it's lower in saturated fats than canola oil. And then there's grapeseed oil from the Mediterranean. It's another one that's low in saturated fats and high in polyunsaturated. Yeah. Use those instead.
Yes, we suggest that you take the claims of canola oil with more than a grain of salt.
I wouldn't waste a grain of salt on it.
No, and come back next week for
The Food Guys. Da 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 da